This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One fascinating challenge to London as a financial capital comes this fall when people in Scotland vote about whether they want to become an independent country, separate from the United Kingdom. London keeps sending warnings about supposed negative economic consequences of a vote for independence. In the last day, the head of the Confederation of British Businesses said, quote, "It is difficult to see how independence would be better for investment and jobs." The BBC's UK affairs correspondent Rob Broomby covers this. Rob, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
English officials who don't want Scotland to break off are talking about dire consequences. Aren't our Scottish friends listening?
In terms of the No campaign, those who want to keep the UK together, some of these scare stories actually backfire because people feel insulted by them. They feel that's a very negative tone coming from London. But of course, behind all this, we're hearing from senior leaders of the business community as well, pointing out their concerns. Mike Rake, head of the main employers organisation, the CBI, has said, with all the questions over oil, defence contracts and the currency, all of this would be very bad for the economy.
I think it could certainly, you know, slow down recovery. And inevitably, a yes vote will create quite a significant period of uncertainty around what will happen with currency, what will happen with membership of the European Union. And this is not a good background to encourage investment.
That's what got people so annoyed in Scotland, was when the British government here in London started talking about, not so fast, you might not be able to keep the pound sterling.
Yeah, that went down particularly well. When it comes to business, though, there are other voices saying Scotland has a future independent from the UK. Ivan McKee of Business for Scotland, for instance, they campaigned for a yes vote. He rejected the concerns of the CBI and many of the employers' organisations.
What they're worried about is the loss of Scotland's tax revenue. Scotland contributes more than it takes out in terms of the UK. They're rehashing a bunch of scare stories.
By the way, the CBI is sort of like the Chamber of Commerce here.
That's right. And of course, there are questions. And at the moment, we're in a campaign mode from both sides. And what the voters on the ground are often saying to us is we're not getting the information we need. Both sides have very little interest in providing neutral, factual information. Both sides want to win.
Now, of course, independence may be turned down when it comes to that vote in September, but there's always a chance it succeeds, and that would represent a profound change here in the British Isles.
It would be a body blow to the United Kingdom. We would lose a third of the landmass of the United Kingdom. There'd be big questions about defence. There's the oil to divide up. Fisheries is another issue. The euro we've already talked upon. There are a host of problems to be sorted.
The BBC's UK affairs correspondent, Rob Broomby. Thank you very much.
Thank you.